Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Doug Tribou.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It is day three of the defense's case for why Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev, they believe, why he should spend life in prison rather than receiving the death penalty. And this afternoon was the first time testimony turned to Jahar Tsarnaev and away from his older brother Tamerlan.
The jury heard from teachers and administrators who remember Jahar as an excellent student who got along well with others.
And the paramedic who rode with him to the hospital, who said he was calm and answered questions, unlike Tamerlan, who another paramedic said screamed and squirmed the whole way there.
And this morning, the jury heard about Tamerlan's 2012 trip to Dagestan, where he told a relative, quote, "I came here to get involved with jihad. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is at the courthouse, and he joins us now from there. Welcome, Jack.
Good to be here, Doug.
Who was on the witness stand when you left the courtroom, and what were they saying?
We were hearing from Rachel Oddie, who was a teacher of Tsarnaev's at the Cambridge Rinjan Latin School at the spring semester of his senior year. She's the fourth teacher we'd heard from in a row. We'd heard from Becky Norris, his academic advisor in middle school. We heard from Tracy Gordon, his fifth and sixth grade teacher. We also heard from Catherine Sharner Laird, who was his teacher in third and fourth grade when he first came to the United States. All of them have painted a very, very flattering image of the young Jahar Tsarnaev. Catherine Sharner Laird, his third and fourth grade teacher, "He always wanted to do the right thing," is what she said. Tracy Gordon, who admitted that she doesn't remember all of her students, said that she remembered Jahar Tsarnaev because he was an outstanding student. And on top of that, she said he was also a good person, someone who was warm, someone who was respectful, someone who was so polite and able to see different perspectives that she actually recommended he be put on this student conflict resolution board to help students resolve minor conflicts within themselves. Becky Norris, his academic advisor and teacher from middle school, though, I mean, gave just absolutely glowing reviews of Jahar Tsarnaev, saying the teachers all loved him. When she was asked, "Do you see Tsarnaev in the courtroom today?" This is one of the rare times this has happened. She actually locked eyes with him or looked straight at him, held her gaze on him, and started grinning and said, "Yes, he's right there." This is something that has not happened before.
Jack, I want to take you back to the testimony of those two paramedics. One rode with Jahar, the other one rode with Tamerlan. What did they have to say today?
Yeah, we heard from Michael Sullivan and Laura Lee. Michael Sullivan, the paramedic who transported Tamerlan Tsarnaev, and you said it in the intro, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, first off, was very, very badly injured. Multiple gunshot wounds. He was somewhat eviscerated, meaning he had some serious abdominal injuries, let's put it that way. And he also had road rash from being dragged under the SUV driven by Jahar Tsarnaev. But as paramedics were trying to treat him, they could see he was going into shock. They tried to put an IV in his leg. As they tried to do that, he would sit up, start squirming, start yelling at them, almost like he was an animal growling at them. They tried to bandage his head. He wouldn't help. He wouldn't let them do it. He fought them all the way to the hospital and essentially all the way up until his own death. Contrast that with Jahar Tsarnaev. Laura Lee treated Tsarnaev in the ambulance to the hospital. She said he was alert. He was awake. He was very calm. She asked him, "Are you allergic to anything?" He said, "I'm allergic to cats. Are you on any medication?" No. The only time he became combative, Lee said, was that when someone who did not have strict medical training tried to put a bandage on his leg, they put it on a bit too tightly. He started complaining of the pain, became angry.
Jack, what was the defense's strategy by putting those two kinds of testimonies back to back in terms of the earlier, the teachers, and then the paramedics?
Well, I think with the paramedics, it's pretty simple. You describe Tamerlan as this person who's fighting till the end, someone who's not giving up, someone who clearly believes in this cause a lot more, whereas Jahar Tsarnaev is kind of just the kid who went along. And it's the same thing with the teachers. In fact, there was one very, very interesting quote from Becky Norris, his academic advisor, saying he wasn't a rebel. If you asked him to do something, he would do it. That's what the defense got her to say, and that's what they wanted her to say.
This morning, the jury heard the account of an FBI interview with a distant cousin of the Tsarnaevs. He spent time with Tamerlan on his trip to Dagestan. How close were they, and what was their interaction like during that trip?
Yeah, we heard about this interview with Magomed Kordashev, and he is a second cousin to Zubeda Tsarnaeva, the mother of the Tsarnaev brothers. And when Tamerlan went to Russia in 2012, January 2012, Kordashev didn't meet him until about 2 months later. At this point, Tamerlan was in Russia for another 3 months, and the two started exchanging. Kordashev told the FBI that the first night he saw Tamerlan Tsarnaev, one of the first things that Tamerlan said was, "I'm here looking for jihad. I'm here. Do you know if I can find anything?" And Kordashev told him something along the lines of, "If you go around talking like that, you're not going to make it to the next tree." They started to get into an argument. Tamerlan thought Kordashev was a bit too moderate. Kordashev thought Tamerlan was a bit too extremist. And they continued to see each other during the next 3 months that Tamerlan Tsarnaev was in Russia, about 10 to 15 times over 3 months. And by the end of it, Tamerlan said something interesting. And he said to Kordashev, "You've convinced my head," and this in terms of moderate Islam, "but my heart still wants to do something." And that was one of the last things he said before he came back to the United States. Kordashev said when he saw the news of the marathon bombing in Boston, he said one of his first thoughts was that it could be Tamerlan Tsarnaev, knowing the area and knowing Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
Wow. That's Jack Lepiarz of WBUR's news department speaking with us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse. Thanks a lot, Jack.
You're welcome.